This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Denver police officer has been charged with second-degree assault. Denver's District Attorney Beth McCann says Adam Glasby was working off-duty security and trying to break up a fight outside a bar earlier this month. Officials say Glasby body slammed a victim to the pavement and left him unconscious. Meanwhile, a former Fort Lupton cop was filmed guilty of reckless endangerment and assault today. Jordan Steinke locked a woman into a patrol car that was then hit by a train. Weld County Judge Thomas Kern said Steinke acted recklessly but not knowingly.
While she was consciously aware, she did not take a substantial step creating the risk. She did not park the vehicle on the tracks. She was randomly assigned the duty to cuff and detain, given the roles required by the high-risk stop. It would be improper for the court to conflate the mens rea of knowingly into the reckless act, and it is simply not supported by the record.
Steinke was found not guilty for a third charge of attempted manslaughter. She'll be sentenced for the misdemeanors in September. A former Platteville officer is also charged for parking the car on the tracks. His trial is in August. Gunnison County is under an air quality advisory due to wildfire smoke. The low-lying fire about 14 miles north of Gunnison remains at about a square mile in size with no containment. And some nearby homes are under a mandatory evacuation. The state's health department says air quality could worsen through early tomorrow morning. Meanwhile, there's an ozone action day across the Front Range tomorrow, so limit driving those non-ZEV vehicles. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.